Sunday, live at Texas Stadium. Come see Truckosaurus, Bigfoot, Gravedigger.
It sounds like it should be like a Monster Jam intro.
Tickets are on sale now at only $19.95 a ticket.
Be there or be square.
Yeah, like monster trucks. I've always wanted to see monster trucks.
Oh, dude, we went and saw one a couple months ago. It was pretty awesome.
I want to go so bad. I want to see him flip.
You should go. It's awesome.
Do you get dirty there? Like, do you get muddy? Or is that
no, that's a myth.
Okay.
No.
That's something else.
I think in the old days you would have, but now they're in, like, big stadiums, so.
Okay.
No, they're safer.
I want to see monster trucks.
I don't know. The intro just made me think, like, monster truck rally. So, it's not a monster truck rally. It's Law and Disorder.
Hey, guys.
Coming at you. In season 6, episode 16?
Our sweet 16.
Super sweet 16.
I love it.
We're here. Let's kick a shout out to the sponsors real quick. Thank you to Wavespace Audio for the music and Young Ideas Dish for your Dish and Google product needs.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys. We are here and we are talking about hotels.
More specifically, the wild, unexpected, crazy things that people have found in their hotels. And this, I read this article, and this made me never want to stay in a hotel again.
I just stayed in one recently.
I think every time I go to a hotel, I just have to, like, turn that part of my brain off and just pretend and be, like, ignorant of all the people and things that have happened in the room before I got there. And I just. I go to my happy place and I'm like, don't touch anything. Wash my hands. Wear shoes in the shower. Okay, cool.
All right, then.
So but I'm kind of a germaphobe compared to most people.
So here are some memorable things that will make you never want to stay in a hotel again.
The first one's the worst.
Let's go.
This guy checked into his hotel room. He checked in late, so the first thing he realized that his hotel room was sketchy was that it was a hotel and a liquor store, and then he noticed that the rug in his hotel room was moist.
No, he put weirdly moist.
Weirdly moist. I think anything moist is weird. And then the worst part is that he looked under the bed, and there was a used condom under the bed. I would leave and never go back, and I would like burn the room down. Ugh.
Okay, I still don't know where the weirdly moist thing came from. I mean, I know where it came from, but that seems weird. And who just? I don't know. One, who looks under the bed? I try not to ever look under the bed. But two, who leaves a used condom under the bed?
How did it get there?
Well, see,
like, did you just kick it under there?
Well, see, Caitlin, when a man and a woman like
each other. Okay.
Not that.
Okay. I just don't know how it gets to that certain spot. Yeah. That's.
Okay. So.
I don't want to think about it.
So from a guy who has used condoms in his life, I would always find it. Like, if I've ever had to use one and I'm in a place like that, I always felt weird about leaving them just, like, visible. You know? Like, let's roll it up in, like, toilet paper. Like, I don't want the... I would always feel weird if the cleaning lady would find what I've done.
Your excrement.
You know? No, I'm just saying, like, that would be, like, embarrassing to me, especially if I'm staying there for multiple days. And she's got to see me again. And she's like, sinner. I got to call that lady for towels later. And she's like, yeah, I bet you do. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Hey, can we get some extra towels? Yeah, I bet you need some. That just seems weird to me. Who would do that?
Hey, but at least you were using protection. So there's that.
There is that.
You know. Oh, gosh. This one's kind of gross. This guy checked into his hotel room late. It was the middle of summer. Humidity was gross. And he walked into his room and he smelled a horrible smell. Like, horrendous. So it turns out the air conditioner was broken in his room. And the smell that he was smelling was an unflushed turd in the toilet. like, okay, that makes me think that, like, a cleaning lady left that or something, because a cleaning lady would flush the toilet, right? And it's their job to clean the toilet if it needs cleaning. So maybe, like, she went and, like, didn't remember to flush.
I guess.
And then the air conditioner breaking isn't really anyone's fault. But, yeah, I'd be like, come clean my toilet. I want a different room. I wouldn't want to use the toilet.
Come clean my bathroom that you already defiled. here's a good one here. So someone checked into a suite at a, quote, fancy hotel. On first glance, everything was fine. And then once they started unpacking, it was apparent that the last guest had some kind of wild party and housekeeping didn't clean everything. So they were opening the doors to the mini fridge. They found some empty beer and liquor bottles. They started looking around more. They found 8 dirty glasses, which is eh. I don't really drink from glasses anyways. Mm-mm. Multiple G-strings, a sex toy, condoms in a package, a pizza box, and dirty plates under the couch. And then other random items that were just jammed around the room. So then they called the front desk. And then the hotel manager came with the housekeeping manager. Why would you even have to call somebody? Like, why would you have to come up and, do you think I'm a liar? I would just be like, hey, this, you guys didn't clean it. It looks like a party happened here. Move me to the next suite. Like, we're not doing this.
That. How are people so disgusting? Like, I just don't understand.
I like how they, so this is the result. They apologized unapologetically. They comped them some stuff. They scrubbed the room from top to bottom. They even changed out all the bedding, quote, just in case.
No, that would be me. I would make them. I'd be like, I want new everything. Like, you're giving, I'd get a new mattress if I could. Like, that is, God.
I just thought that was funny. Just in case.
This next, I like this one. This one's funny. It's not really gross. This is about a family who went to Vegas with their 2 teenage kids, I guess. Apparently, the husband of the family is a frugal traveler, so instead of staying at a really nice hotel in Vegas, like Caesar's Palace or one of the nice ones, they just got some random hotel room off the strip because it was a good deal. They didn't really care because they were doing a lot of the outdoor things I guess you can do there, like visiting the dam, going to Death Valley, Lake Mead, all that stuff. So they're like, yeah, we're just coming here to shower and sleep, and then we're not going to be spending time at the hotel. But apparently, one of the teenage sons, he was 16, found porn magazines under the mattress and thought it was hilarious.
Who still has porn magazines?
They must have been older. Do they even make those anymore? I mean, I've never bought a porn magazine.
Why are you asking me?
I don't know. Magazines are like so... I personally have only read like fashion magazines. But now everything's digital.
But you assume I just have porn magazines laying around? I'm offended.
Not you. I just don't know if they print them anymore.
I think it is all digital now. I have to check for you. Here's one. Checked into my hotel. I went up to my room. And when I opened the door, I heard a scream. And a member of the staff ran out with her underwear around her ankles. She was using the bathroom.
But the lady, the person that opened the door, though, was also a woman. So there's at least that.
Yeah, she said she was laughing hysterically. And the lady was all like,
see, that's the lady that left the turd in the toilet. I told you.
This lady, like, what is this? It's like, is that her thing? Like, does she clean? And then she's like.
Well, do you think she's going to walk all the way down to the lobby to go pee when she's in a room with a bathroom?
I know, but I wonder if you have people that work there that's like their form of like revenge. It's like, I know what you're going to do to my room this weekend. I'm going to leave you something.
No, I don't think most people leave it, but maybe they do use it.
I wonder if there's a serial pooper.
Oh my gosh. this person was traveling to St. Louis just for a vacation. They don't really remember much about their trip, but they do remember that in their hotel room, there was blood in the room and cigarette holes in the sheets of the bed. Yeah. So luckily that they slept on the one side that didn't have blood. But I wouldn't have touched that. I'm like, this is a crime scene.
Why would you have slept there?
I wouldn't. I mean, at the same time, maybe it wasn't like murder blood. Maybe it was like someone got a nosebleed in bed, or a woman got her period.
Somebody was murdered.
That'd be a lot of blood.
Well, that was an attempted murder.
Okay.
Here's another one. So this person goes to a hotel. They stay there a couple days. They put some shirts on the shelf in the closet. And then a couple days later, they go to pull the shirts down. And crisp $100 bills, 6 of them, came down.
That's a nice surprise.
And they were staying at a casino.
Oh, that means someone who stayed there before them probably like hid them there.
Yeah, and it was like just somebody's money stash, and just popped down.
That's awesome.
I'll take it.
I'll take that.
I need to start look. I never look at the shelf now. Like, I never look at the shelf. Now that I go, when I say casino, I gotta check it.
You may not find money. You might find something gross, according to all these people.
Checked into a name brand hotel in Manhattan. Found women's panties hanging on the shower rail.
Oh. Well, they're delicate. You don't want to necessarily throw them in the dryer.
But I guess they didn't check the shower when they cleaned it.
Maybe the housemaid took her panties off to go to the bathroom and then was just like, oh, I'm in a hurry. I forgot.
Wow. Okay, here's another one. This is another toy reference. When I was a kid, this kid went to a hotel. We once stayed at a place that had a vibrating bed. That's a red flag. Under that bed, I found a giant purple sex toy. I, of course, as a child, had no idea what it was at the time. But you should have seen my mom flying across the room.
You're a kid, like, look at this cool toy I found. And your parent is like, don't touch it.
No! No! Oh my
gosh. This person checked into their room, and in the safe in the room, because, you know, your hotel room comes with, like, a little safe in it, they found a well-worn pair of sneakers in the safe.
Huh. Why?
I don't know. Who wants to steal your nasty, worn-out, smelly sneakers? Like, I don't... That's gross.
Huh.
Oh, this person walked into their room and found a strange man sleeping in the bed. They don't know who was more shocked. like that happened to my parents one time.
What? They found somebody?
So my parents were out of town and checked into a room to stay the night. And they walked into the room and turned on the lights. And there were people sleeping in the beds in their room. They had accidentally booked the room twice. And my dad was so pissed. I think after that, for like the next several years, anytime he checked into a room, he's like, before I pay, I want you to physically take me to the room so I can look at it and make sure there aren't people in there. And I don't know how many years he did that.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think he does it anymore. But for the longest time, I remember we would go to a hotel and we would sit in the lobby forever, or what felt like forever as a kid, but that's because my dad would go to the room with the manager to check out the room and I guess make sure there's no people or gross things in it.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so here's one of a guy that traveled into Kansas City, Missouri. Checked in late, you're tired, you just want to go lay in bed after a long flight, late night. Put down my bags, got ready for bed, pulled the sheets back, ready to jump in the bed, and there was a bed full of pubic hair.
Ugh! Oh, gross! Gross. That one made me gag. Oh.
What the heck?
Oh.
How do you miss that as the cleaning lady?
So, that means someone probably slept in the bed with no pants on, and then this just goes to show that they don't always change the sheets for you. So I bet the cleaning lady didn't change the sheets. She just pulled them up and, you know, made it look nice. You have to check. Like, you have to check your pillow. Every time you have to look. And it sucks. But, yeah. Because people sleep in the sheets with no clothes on and leave their bodily stuff behind. It's nasty. Oh, this one's about college kids. So this guy worked with college students on the weekends. And because he had to stay with them and travel with them, they stay at a lot of hotels. And on one trip, after he'd gotten all the students checked into their rooms, he headed to his room. And when he opened the door, he saw a literal crime scene. And when I say crime scene, I mean the furniture was thrown everywhere, the beds were standing up, and he said that there was blood everywhere. What the heck? That is a crime scene. So the follow-up to that is that he said that one of the mattresses was so covered in blood, it had a towel stuck to it. So he slowly backed out of the room and went to the front desk to ask for a new room. And you would think that when you hear that, maybe like the hotel manager, the receptionist would be like, oh my God, I gotta call 911 and blah, blah, blah. But apparently the receptionist there didn't like even bat an eye. She didn't blink because I guess it was a sketchy part of town.
Not again.
And so now him and his students refer to that hotel as the Murder 8.
Here's a good one. This was from a hotel worker. They worked the front desk. So they were pet friendly, and they said they used to put most of the pet people on the first floor, like to kind of isolate it to where they knew, hey, these are where the pet people are. Mm-hmm. So somebody checked in and they complained to them saying it smelled like urine.
Yeah.
And they said, well, you know, they apologized and they went in, they go, hey, you know, maybe, you know, this is the pet room. So maybe it's just from a pet that was here previously. So then the person stayed there a couple of days. And then upon checking out, the housekeeper went to go clean and they found a cat that had been living like in the sofa, in the pullout sofa.
What? So it didn't meow the whole time he was there?
They just smelled pee, but they couldn't figure out what it was. So
he probably sat on that couch?
Yes.
Oh.
But imagine that poor housekeeper when she opens that thing up and... There's a cat.
Or maybe she was using the bathroom and the cat scared her and she ran out.
Do you have any hotel stories?
Oh, gosh. I think I've been pretty lucky. Nothing really gross comes to mind when it comes to the hotel rooms. I don't think so.
I don't have anything. I've only got like two, and they actually were both at casinos. So one we stayed at, and we just went in to check in. It was late at night. We went to check in, and we sat down, and like the bed had been made. Everything was fine. AC was like cold, like it should be. Bathroom was fine, but there was like stuff there, like somebody had eaten lunch in there. Everything was clean, but it just looked like somebody had eaten lunch in there. So that like they, I don't know, like a maid went in there on her lunch break and's like, oh, I'm gonna eat my sandwich, and she just left it. So there's like food and like a bottle of water and So we called and they put us in another room. No big deal. This other story is just my incompetence. So we were staying at a hotel in Vegas, and it was me and Myrna and Andrew and my mom and dad. We were all traveling together. So I don't know how I ended up with two sets of keys. I ended up with dad's key to his room for some reason, and then I had my key. So me and Andrew go up to the room, and we get in there. Like, we'd already been in our room, and we're running around, and we come back, and we go back to our room. And we get in there, and I'm like, God, it's hot in here. Why is it so hot? Like, it wasn't this hot earlier, so I start messing with it. I'm like, who the hell turned my thermostat so hot? And I'm like, who the hell stuff is this? And, like, I called the hotel, like, all pissed. I was in my dad's room.
Oh.
It was like we were on the same floor in the corner. So we had a really good view of the strip. And dad was basically, like, two floors below me in the exact same room. And I don't know what I did, but I ended up on that floor instead of our floor. And I'm in their room. I'm like, why is it so hot? And then I think Andrew went to the bathroom. He's like, Dad, somebody stuff's in here. I'm like, whose crap is this? Because my parents had just, like, thrown their stuff in and then went to the casino. So I was like, our stuff was, like, laid out. Uh-huh. But yeah, I called and I'm like, there's somebody in my room. And then I realized it was ours. It was my dad's
stuff. I haven't stayed in a casino hotel. so I can't speak to that. I think the only thing that comes to mind for me is that I was traveling to Galveston to go on a cruise, and I was staying in a hotel the night before in Galveston, just so I didn't have to wake up early and drive all the way to Galveston in the morning. And the hotel I stayed in, I think it was like a Holiday Inn Express, if I remember correctly. I guess the hotel itself was under like massive renovations. Like they were renovating all the rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And I first knew they were doing that when we pulled up and there was like a stack of mattresses outside of the front doors. It was either mattresses or box springs, but like they were in the plastic and everything. But there were like 20 or 30 of them just stacked in there.
Oh, geez.
And we check into our room and we go to the room. And I guess the room we got hadn't been renovated yet. Well, I take that back. They started renovating, but it wasn't finished.
Oh.
So the beds were fine, but there was like no TV in there. There were mismatched pieces of furniture. There was like wallpaper torn off one of the walls, like one new light fixture and one old light fixture. Just like really random. Like it literally was in the middle of a renovation. And I'm like, I don't really want to stay here because this room isn't done. Like, yeah, like water comes from the sink and I have a bed and the shower works and all that. But I'm like, I just don't feel comfortable. But I guess the hotel was booked and we had nowhere else to stay. And I'm like, well, it's just one night.
God.
I didn't even shower. I was like, I'm just going to sleep and wake up and shower on the boat. And that's what I did. Because, I don't know, it was just weird. Imagine walking into a room that's being renovated and then you have to stay there.
Yeah, it's literally in the middle of renovation.
Yeah.
So you couldn't have just finished it or couldn't have just given it, not booked it for like 2 days?
Yeah, like if you had people working on it for 2 days straight, it would have been done.
Yeah.
But no, they're just renovating it in between people staying there.
That's wild. Well, if you have any weird, interesting hotel stories, hit us up.
Yeah.
Let us know. I love to hear these things.
I think they're hilarious when they happen to other people.
They are hilarious. Oh, so before we get too far out of this, we have a TikTok now.
Yeah.
Law and Disorder Podcast.
TikTok.
On TikTok. Our little logo's on there and everything. So if you see our logo on our podcast, that's how you find us. Except you have to do law and a disorder. You have to spell and because TikTok doesn't let you do the and
ampersand
symbol. Is that what it's called?
Ampersand.
I was just going to call it the and symbol.
Ampersand.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's a TikTok thing. But you posted one of our mic checks or sound checks.
Yeah, just to kind of let people know what we do to get warmed up.
What we talk about before we hit the record button. I don't know if that's how everybody does their sound checks, but I like our sound checks.
I don't know that either. I should probably look into that.
What do the professionals do?
We're more like Ron Burgundy.
I'm Ron Burgundy?
Yeah, but he would do like big brown cow. The brown cow.
Red leather, yellow leather. Red yes. leather, yellow leather.
So, yeah, check us out on TikTok. We got all kinds of nonsense coming up there for you.
Hopefully, we'll be posting more fun stuff on there.
Yes, ma'am. So, that's going to wrap us up. Sweet 16.
Aw, it's sweet our birthday.
So, episode 6.
Season 6, episode 16.
Whatever. Episode 16 of season 6. Getting wrapped up for you. On behalf of myself and Miss Caitlin,
hey,
thanks to the sponsors, Young Ideas Dish for your dish network needs, and Wavespace Audio for the music.
Thank you.
On behalf of them and myself and Miss Caitlin, we're Law and Disorder. We'll holler at you next time.
Bye.
Laters.